is December 1st, 1999. I am Ruth Weiner, together with my colleague, Beth Kurelitz, and we are interviewing Hilda Kramer at her home.
We don't have the paper now.
All right.
Are you Barbara Walters?
Yes, I am. I look like her. Anyway, this is a part that's really fun, I think, because what we want to know about is your family, your parents, your grandparents, the lovely things that have happened to you, and about them. Tell us about them.
Well, all I can say about my parents at the beginning, they grew up in Baltimore, Maryland.
Were they born in this country?
My mother was born in England, but came over when she was an infant. But we were able to get some information from their... When Social Security came into being, we were able to get her birth date from in Manchester, England, which shocked all of us that was still around. I can't say about my... That was my mother.
What was her name?
So as far as we can tell, they were in England for a very long time, and she was born there.
About when was she born?
My mother?
Mm-hmm.
I have her wedding picture, which was... I have her wedding ketubah. 1898. They were married January 1898 in Baltimore, Maryland. They honeymooned at Rehoboth Beach, and I always tease the people today who go to Rehoboth Beach to tell them how old that resort is. And
what was her name?
Her maiden name was Goodman. Esther Goodman, G-O-O-D-M-A-N. And we always got a kick out of the fact that my sister married a Goodman. So we have, you know, we have all Goodman relatives.
Your father?
My father was born in what they called then Bialystok.
What is that?
And he came on as a very young boy to Baltimore. Now, how they landed in Baltimore, I do not know. Okay? All right.
And his name?
And his name was Frank H. Rubin. R-U-B-I-N. And I have a nephew who carries his full name of Frank H. Rubin.
That's nice.
Now what?
Well, do you know anything about their parents before we go on talking more about them?
No, the only thing I know about my father's father was a cantor in Baltimore. But my maternal grandfather did. I really don't know.
All right. Then tell me more about your mother and your father. Where they lived, what they did.
Well, my parents were married in Baltimore, and they came to Pittsburgh, as was told to me, when a relative said to my father that there was a place of business that he could go into, and he settled in the West End and opened a shoe store. And was there from, well, I was born in the West End, so I guess he was there. They were there. I think only my one brother was born in Baltimore. My oldest brother was born in Baltimore, and everybody else was born in the West End, where he had a shoe store. He was a very active member of the West End community, as was my mother as well. He was on their board of trade, as I have pictures of the group, and My mother was chair lady of the Republican Women of the 24th Ward. At that time, the politicians were divided into men and women, and she was chairman of the women. I can remember, I met many politicians.
What's the ward,
24th Ward. I think it's the 24th Ward. Well, we can look that one up.
It's fascinating.
I can remember Frank Harris, John P. Harris. That's the theater family. In my parents' living room at my home many, many times because they were politicians. Both Senator John P. Harris and his brother Frank Harris were both, you know, very well known, and that also was the theater family in Pittsburgh.
Tell me more about your mother and father. Were they interested in any of the synagogue or religious organizations?
Yeah. Well, now let me tell you. As a child, you're not recording this part.
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
My brothers were tutored in Hebrew for their bar mitzvahs. And I can remember we spent a lot of time on the playground. And even all of these little Gentile kids would call to my brothers, "Here he comes," meaning there was the tutor. Of course, and if my brother could hide, he would, if they gave him enough time. But he would come down to the playground to get him, bring him back here. And my parents told me that the reason that they came to the Tree of Life many years ago, we're a fourth generation family there, is because the tutor suggested that they join Tree of Life, which was in Oakland at the time on Craft Avenue, next to the long-gone Pittsburgh Playhouse. Well, still in existence somewhat. All of our Simchas have been in the Tree of Life, with my brothers having been married there as well as my sisters. All have having been, the boys were bar mitzvah, and we girls were all confirmed there, married there.
Let's start with the older brother. What was his name, and tell me more about him.
About whom?
Your oldest brother.
Oh, my oldest brother.
Mm-hmm. His name?
Well, I was a baby of six, so, and he was pretty much... The two boys living in the West End naturally were all Gentile people, and they were active with the Sable Club. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Charles Sable, who had organized this group, and they did many things. They were athletic, they were social, and I know many of the parties were in my house, because they seemed to go over there, probably because my mother was the one that was so generous about saying, "Have your parties here."
Their names?
I remember I met Jack Sack, who was an All-American football player in Pittsburgh. He was one of the guys of the Sable Club, and I met him. I met Jaime Levinson, who was a dentist in later years. He was a Pitt basketball star. There were so many of these.
Your brother's names.
Now, my oldest brother's name was Albert. And next to Albert came my brother Jerry. Jerry and I seemed to do more things together than Albert because of Jerry was a wonderful piano player, and he was we were involved in many things together, because even though there was quite a difference in age, he was second in the family of six and I was the baby. One of the things I remember is that whenever I had to go somewhere on a little bit of a social basis, if I didn't have any guy to take me, he would take me. At the time, when I was in high school, Harvey Gall had a... Does that name ring a bell, Harvey Gall?
Absolutely.
Harvey Gall was the director of a chorus for the Y. And my music teacher in high school insisted that I go there and try out for that chorus. And when I went, I found that they sounded like opera stars.
Hmm.
So I said to him, after the Harvey Gall, I can't sing this song, this little Sleepy Hollow tune. These people are all opera singers. And he said to me, you stay here with me. They all think they can sing, but I want you to stay. And I did, and I learned a lot. Not that I could sing that well, but I learned a lot from what he was coaching them. And after a concert, they always had some kind of a social event. And my brother Jerry would be the one to go with me to the social event. And it was held at the Y. I think the Y was on Belfield Avenue then. And I had... That was a great experience, and I can thank my high school teacher for making me go. Her name might ring a bell with you, because her name was Steiner, and then later she came to Alderdice. Yes. she was quite a character. All I can remember in high school that she was always at odds with the male band leader. She was director of the orchestra. She always had trouble with the band director. So that we all knew it, you know, in high school.
Look, these two brothers, tell me what they did. Then we'll go on to some of the sisters after that.
Albert was managed the Hannes Wagner sports store, which is no longer in existence. My brother Jerry was a buyer of shoes for Frank and Cedar. That's before you were born.
Oh no.
And then later he went on to Detroit, where he became buyer of one of their big department stores. I think it was called Hudson's, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he then, when he married, he came back to Pittsburgh, because he married a Pittsburgh girl, and he went into business with her family, which was J. Gibson Gordon in Homestead. And then after that, he had his own automobile agency.
Whom did he marry?
He married Sarah Jacobson of the J. Gibson Gordon crew. And then I had a brother closer to me in age, Brother Bert. Bert was a pharmacist, graduate of University of Pittsburgh Pharmacy School. And he, those days, drugstores were open almost all night. He had long hours with a drug company in Carnegie. He passed away at a very young age. Interesting enough that right before penicillin was discovered during the war, he had a bloodstream infection, which penicillin would have taken care of, but didn't come into being early enough. That was my brother's.
Was he married?
Pardon me?
Was he married?
Yeah, no, he was not married. He would have, he was going with a girl to try, because he passed away at the age of 32.
Oh.
So that was, you know, quite
yes.
young.
Yes, indeed.
I had sister Bertha and a sister Frieda. Bertha was, you know, these girls ran around socially that I was just that much younger than they were. My sister Bertha was with the Western Union. You know, you're those places anymore, do you? The Western Union, and she, just what she did there, I don't know, but she knew an awful lot about the telegrams that went out. So many people sent telegrams to everybody that was having some sort of a celebration. My sister Frida was with Kaufman's department store in their credit department. And just what her work entailed, I don't know, but that's where she was.
And they were both married?
Yes, they were both married. They were all married except my brother Bert, who passed away so young.
Yes. Bertha married whom?
My brother Al, Albert the oldest, married Fanny Rubenstein. I don't know how to describe it more than that. Their son was Frank H. Ruben, who was named for my father.
Very nice. With him. How many children did Albert have?
Albert had Frank Ruben, had
yes.
One son. Now Frank Ruben has twin grandsons, grandson and granddaughter. My sister Bertie, well, Jerry had one daughter. Am I going too fast?
No.
Jerry had one daughter, Barbara, who graduated from PCW, which you know what that is. And she married Marvin Levendorf, who lives in Wharton, West Virginia.
I don't think you have to go back that far.
All right. I just want to
make sure.
She married Louis Goodman. And they had three children. The oldest was David Goodman, who's a medical doctor. Their second son, Frank Goodman, was associate superintendent of schools in Warren, Ohio, after he married an Ohio girl. And Ray Seal, who married a man by the name of Corellis. That's where the Spoka comes in.
Yes. Yes.
Ray Seal was one of the early groomers of dogs in the city. And I mean, when she started that, the family was astounded because who ever heard of a nice Jewish girl, you know, doing that? But she's made a very successful career, had a very successful career. And today her children have taken over the business pretty much, which is the Pet Corral in Monroeville. But she has national champion dogs and international that she has raised and sold and has quite a reputation. And I found that out not from her, but going to the dog shed, and I heard the people talking about her and things that she did with dogs and so on.
Frida.
My sister Frida had a son, Joel, and a daughter, Marilyn.
What was her husband's name?
Who's Marilyn?
No, Frida's.
Frida's Miller.
That's right.
Frida became Mrs. Morris Miller. He was from the New Kensington Miller family. He was with, do you remember when we had the first frozen food that came out was He was with them. Anyway.
I know that you you said you were five generation tree of life
four.
Member. Four generations. That means that your brothers.
My brother. They weren't all. They didn't. Al was in the East End with the Rubenstein family, and they were. Margaretta Street. What's that called?
Sharon.
Yes, the ones that just moved to Monroeville. And but my brother Jerry was Tree of Life. Bert was Tree of Life. And Bernie and Frieda were all Tree of Life. We were all Tree of Life, but the one in East Liberty.
We talked about your family, which is wonderful. We haven't talked about you very much.
God, it was a tag along. The baby of the family.
Youngest of six, yes.
It was the baby of the family.
Elementary school.
Well, elementary school, I went in the West End, called Thaddeus Stevens School.
Still there?
I think so, but it's not located in the West End. It's up in Elliott, which is right nearby. And from there, and by the way, speaking of another high school that you hadn't heard of, my brothers went to Riverside High School.
You're right.
And that was on Carson Street. And that became, not there, but Langley High School in Sheridan. And that's where my brother Bert, who was next to me in age, and I, we were the only two that went there. The rest of my family went to Riverside High School. And Bert graduated, we were always 4 years apart. When Bert graduated Pitt, I graduated high school. And then I went to Pitt, and he was already in business.
What did you do at Pitt? What did you study? What did you study at Pitt?
Me. My major was science. And I had a minor in physical education. And when I got a job in the physical education department, I stayed pretty much close to the picture. And when I graduated from Pitt, I was able, it was during the height, it was the height of the Depression, and there were just no jobs available because out of Pittsburgh, they were hiring their own young graduates. And in Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Pitt girls, and this is really funny, the Pitt people were having a hard time getting jobs teaching because there was a Frick training school for teachers. And the Frick training school for teachers automatically were placed in the Pittsburgh schools. And the college graduates had no list to go on. Fortunately, my classmate at Langley High School was Catherine Criss, C-R-I-S-S. Her father was vice president of the Pittsburgh Board of Education. When Catherine came home from Western Reserve, which today is Case Western, she came home for vacation and the group I was friendly with got together, always got together. And when I went to the Criss home for dinner, I told Mr. Criss that I was having a hard time getting a job because the Frick training school girls were automatically placed in the Pittsburgh public schools. And out of town, all of the small communities were hiring their own girls because they had to do so. From that, when Mr. Criss heard about this, came the national teacher examination that had to be taken in Pittsburgh before you could get placed. So when I took the examination, I was high enough on the list to get appointed to a job. So I taught physical education in the Pittsburgh public school system. For 31 years was my record, although I took time off when I had my daughter. And my first appointment was at Crescent School in Homewood, further out than Homewood, what do you call it? Rushton. Homewood, Rushton. And my daughter, when she graduated from Kent State, was appointed to Crescent School, which she said, now this is aside, she said, I'll probably not meet any of the teachers that were teaching with you because they're probably all gone. But the fun part was the first one she met was the one I taught with.
Oh,
she had a lot of fun.
Can I go back a little bit? Growing up on the West Side, you said there were
West End.
West End, yes. But there weren't very many Jewish people. Did you ever feel uncomfortable? Did you have any feelings of anti-Semitism?
You know, I never knew about people resenting Jewish people when I was growing up because I was on the softball team on the playground, the volleyball team. My brothers played for the community thing. We lived next door to the Methodist parsonage, and we lived like about a block away from the Catholic rectory. So we all knew our family knew the ministers and priests on a very social basis almost. I'll give you one little incident, may not be interesting. The minister of the Methodist Church had called my home and said to my father and mother, our organist is sick. Would you mind if your son Jerry played the organ when the group goes around Christmas Eve serenading certain members of the congregation? And so they said, no, they didn't mind. He wasn't doing anything but what he likes to do. Our association with all of the non-Jewish people were we never questioned anything. And I didn't understand this till much later in life that the Masons were not one who took in many Jews, and that's why they did have their own chapter eventually. But my father became a member of the Masons in the West End, which at that time was shocking to any Jewish people who heard that he was a Mason. So I would say that our relationship with them was such that I didn't know about anti-Semitism. That's not very exciting, is it?
I think that's wonderful.
Very good.
Tell me more. You said you played volleyball, softball. What other kinds of
things? Basketball.
Basketball?
Oh, yes. I was the athlete. They used to call me at home the frozen athlete because when I would come in the house, I always stood on the registers were on the floor, and I was stood on that so the heat would come up. I took 2 streetcars to go to Pitt. And the entire time I went to Pitt, I lived in the West End, which wasn't very convenient. It was long after that I moved here to Squirrel Hill, where it was closer. But that's how I operated then.
How about activities while you were at Pitt?
I was active. I was really active at Pitt in a lot of their organizations. The Women's Athletic Association. Actually, I held office there. I inaugurated some things that were, can't remember now, but they were accepted and continued to be accepted. We had a wonderful college life. It was for one that didn't live on campus. Of course, it was at that time called a streetcar university, because that's how everybody went to school. So you two are so much younger. You can't remember. You don't know how you went. You went to Mount Mercy, and they were, you know, these nice little Catholic girls. Where'd you go to school?
Carnegie Mellon. Carnegie Tech.
Oh, well. Oh, we can talk about the days of teacher. I often wonder, what do they do at Carnegie Tech? And I always loved their song, Dear Old Tech, Carnegie Tech. What do they sing today? They don't sing Dear Old Carnegie Mellon. That was funny. One night I was listening for recording. I was taking a group of girls home from a sorority meeting, and we were going to Shenley Park, and as we got near there, they all started to sing Dear Old Tech, Carnegie Tech, because they were all in school at that time. And often